Good morning, and welcome morning. To another round of ABCD and E, perhaps. We were talking about last week about this alchemist, right? This person was able to create money out of nothing, apparently. We try to, make a little bit more modern day. We call it, someone who can manipulate the markets, maybe a hacker, people calling you for your car's extended warranty and really just taking your credit card and running away. Or a con artist, someone who is master at forging art, etc., etc. And we mentioned that last week that this person you would think would live a life filled with relaxation and calmness, but people have bitachon, us, could live a life that is a little bit more or a lot more enjoyable and stress-free. And the first thing the Chovis Lovis mentions was that this alchemist, this hacker, this con artist, he needs specific materials in order to work. The hacker needs his computers, he needs his codes, a con artist needs his ink and his special, old papyrus from hundreds of years ago so it makes it look like the real thing, etc., etc. And sometimes they're just not available or you can't find them. Whereas someone who's a Baal Bitachon knows that Hashem could give me a parnasah down this path or this way, or plan A, B, C, or D. And he quotes a pasuk, a beautiful pasuk over here. He says, "Kfirim rashu v'ra'evu v'darshe Hashem lo yachsu chol toiv." Right? Young lions, they say kfirim, are rashu v'ra'evu, they're poor and hungry, v'darshe Hashem lo yachsu chol toiv. But someone who seeks out Hashem, someone who has a relationship, someone who has bitachon, is not lacking anything. Mefarshim explain, Sforno explains, that kfirim, they're like young lions. I think it's actually a perfect word to use, because I think that's words that people use to describe like young businessmen, young lawyers. They're like lions, right? And really trying to sit there and figure out how to make all this money. A kfir is someone who loves money, someone who's focusing on amassing a big fortune. What's rashu v'ra'evu? The Sforno writes, afilu ba'oso hazman, even in the exact moment, he's already looking for the next thing. When it comes to taiva, when it comes to things that you enjoy, imagine yourself, right? When it comes to money, you have $100, you want $200. You'd have $1,000, you want $2,000. You have $1,000,000, you want $2,000,000. And a person would sometimes think like, give me $1,000,000, I'll be happy. We all think that we're going to be able to say that. I'll be fine with $1,000,000. I don't need $765 million over the next 16 years. I just need $1,000,000 and I'll be happy, right? But I'll tell you, imagine yourself at a shmorg, right? Or at a nice dinner. A shmorg, really, right? You go to the first table in the shmorg at the wedding, and what do you see? A beautiful sushi wall. So you start putting your, sushi on your plate. And before you could put the first bite in your mouth, you see the next table has a carving station. While you're eating the sushi, you are waiting online and stuffing your face so that your plate could be empty so you could fill up with the sliced pastrami. And right when you get your pastrami, you look at the next table and you're like, oh wow, bao buns filled with stuffed brisket. The moment that you're actually enjoying your food, you're ready looking for the next thing. And that happens to us all the time. And it's going to be the same exact, it comes to the same thing when it comes to money and business. We fill our plate only to look at the next table. But a darshei Hashem, someone who has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who has bitachon, someone who seeks him out, enjoys what's on the first table. Why? Because he's sameach bechalko. Okay, he's sameach bechalko. What does that mean? He feels happy. He's fulfilled. But why? Why is someone who has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who, has a good level of Yiddishkeit, someone who's enjoying being a Jew, why is he sameach bechalko? Why is that something go hand in hand? Well, in Hebrew, a lot of words share roots, share shorashim, where the same three letters or four letters mean different things, but there's always a connection. One specific connection is Aleph Shin Resh. It could be used as the word like Meushar, means happy, or Ishur, like when you get a passport, you get an Ishur, you get a validation to enter the country, right? Happiness and validation. They go hand in hand. Why? Because when a person feels fulfilled, when a person feels like he has meaning in his life, then it translates inside as happiness. When a person looks for outside things to make him happy, when a person looks, whether it's money or substances or whatever you have, looking to try to make you happy, subconsciously, you realize and you know that these outside stimuli make me happy because myself, just me, I can't enjoy myself alone. Me, myself, and I'm not enough. I need the outside stimuli. But someone who has a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who has a strong relationship with him and a strong Yiddishkeit, he's happy because he feels validated. He's happy because he knows there's a God in this world. If there's a God in the world, there's a purpose. If there's a purpose, I must be doing it. And if I'm doing it, I feel like I have a purpose in my life. My life feels meaningful. I feel validated. And therefore, I could feel happy from within. And someone who has betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you work towards that, you have that relationship with him, you could really feel like you're here for a reason, for a purpose. And that's just a side, you know, prop for betachon. Besides the fact that betachon could get you things that you wouldn't have had the schus to before. Betachon is kind of like a davening, or einon levado, all these different type of things, right? Where you need to build up schusim in order to get what you want. Bitachon is another way to do just that. Right? The Radak explains, and we'll end this with this, a lion, right? A young lion, a young businessman, you have to rely on something, right? A person either has to rely on their smarts, or their strength, or their connections, or their fast mouth, right? A salesman, he has to rely on something. A person cannot rely on something. He has to be able to say, oh, I've got this going for me. Now, forget Hashem for a moment, right? If you could just have one person to rely on, whether it's a father or a boss or just a good friend, someone you could rely on, it gives you a sense of menuchas hanefesh, a sense of relaxation, calmness, serenity, because I know I have this guy in my back pocket. It's, you know, depending on how, you know, rich that person is, the more calmness and relaxation and serenity you'll feel, right? If I know you, I have you in my back pocket, right? I may feel like, well, great, I got a good friend and I can rely on him. But if I have someone like Donald Trump in my back pocket, someone I could rely with a lot of money, I could really feel set and okay in this world. Now imagine you could have that person in the back of your pocket as the person who created every last little thing in this world, from the biggest mountains to the deepest valleys, the stars, the drones flying over New York and New Jersey. It's all from him. And if you could rely on that person and have that bitachon and have that person as your one person that you could rely on, imagine what your life could be filled with calm, peace, and you could really focus on what's important in life, the meaning, your purpose. Ishur, mushar, you feel validated, you feel happy. Have a good Shabbos.